France at a standstill on the 7th of March, towards an all-out strike, the 8th of March 2023 photo, Gauche Révolutionnaire photo, Gauche Révolutionnaire translation of a statement of Gauche Révolutionnaire, CWI France, written by Caissal Rimbaud, in advance of the March strikes. Since the 19th of January, 6 days of strikes and national demonstrations have brought together millions of workers, young people and pensioners in a formidable struggle against the destruction of pensions. In 1 month, the question of the total shutdown of the country is being posed. This lightning pace of events shows the power of the workers' movement, and of mass strike action. We have the possibility to humiliate President Macron by making him withdraw his pension law. 70% of people are still against retirement at 64. Once again, Macron has tried to take us for fools by telling us that we had not understood the reform. Showing his contempt, it is he who has not understood the depth of the anger and frustration that drives the movement. So, the more the government expresses itself on the reform, the more the opposition grows. It is a very political groundswell, because it carries the underlying desire to end the reign of Macron and all his dirty tricks. The movement has the pension reform as its figurehead, but it is carried by the anger against the whole system, the one that lowers wages, that destroys public services, to transform them into markets, and that plunges millions of people into misery. Record profits are piling up. TotalEnergies has made 19 billion euros in profits, a record. Exxon made 56 billion euros in 2021. Engie has made 5.2 billion euros in revenue. There is enough money for workers to be able to retire at 60 with 37.5 years of service, based on the 10 highest earning years, and to hire everywhere where there is a need, to rebuild the hospitals, invest in education, create free public transport, and to increase wages in the face of the rising cost of living. It is all this that must be expressed in the struggle, and which is indispensable to broaden the movement. The struggle, the strikes, the unions must translate all this into demands. In our workplaces, and in our places of study, let's discuss our demands. The unity of the unions has been a strength from the beginning. Leaders have been pushed to the left by the power of the struggle and Macron's intransigence, right up to this call, supported by 6 out of 10 people, to blockade the country on the 7th of March. Left leader Mélenchon and others have also called on shopkeepers to close, on young people to strike, and to come and demonstrate. The day of strikes and mobilization is already looking huge. How to win? All the unions need to call very seriously for an increase in strike militancy. Thousands of workers have joined the unions since the beginning of the year, so they can be real activists, rather than just members. They should call on every union delegate and representative to talk to workers, to organize workplace assemblies and meetings everywhere to discuss demands, and to convince as many people as possible to take part in the next strike. Specific demands in certain sectors of work are not contrary to the struggle coordinated together. Instead, they can allow a debate involving more workers in the struggle. From the 7th of March onwards, there should be picket lines everywhere to discuss, to be visible, to generalize the strike. In Paris, pickets in sectors like education are going to take place in the form of a coffee table in front of schools, an example from which we can draw inspiration. No need to only be in a factory to picket. And the same goes for students, who are quickly repressed in the event of a police blockade, but can set up picket lines like filter roadblocks. It's also an opportunity to have strike funds specific to workplaces, so that loss of pay is not an obstacle for anyone, especially workers on low wages. And on the demonstrations, let's march together, in identified contingents, to show our collective strength. So far the demonstrations have been really massive, especially in medium and small towns, but have been characterized by a low level of organization, with people coming to demonstrate on their own. Renewed strikes faced with an intransigent but fragile Macron, we need to move up a gear. We have to prepare ourselves for the possibility that he won't give in on the 7th of March. Some unions have already announced renewed strikes. For example, the RATP, public transport workers in Paris, calls for a mobilization at least on 7 and the 8th of March, the CGT Railway Workers Union for a massive movement from the 7th of March onwards. This discussion must continue, because strikes limited to just 24 hours have rarely won. The trade union leaderships must already say, if the pension law is not completely withdrawn on the 7th of March, then it will be the beginning of a national, renewed strike. This must be openly discussed in strikers' general assemblies. The level of organization, discussion, and demands of the strike must be increased. Here are the demands that Gauche Révolutionnaire proposes to discuss in order to build and broaden the struggle. Full retirement at 60, 55 when necessary, after 37.5 years of service, an immediate increase in wages, which must at least follow the rise in prices, at least €300 immediately for all no net income below €1,600 a month, a massive reduction in prices and their subsequent freeze in quality employment. For all, massive resources for quality public services, health, education, public transport and so on, satisfy the needs of all, expropriation of the capitalists, nationalization under the control and management of the workers' power, an all-out indefinite strike cannot take place on the simple demand of withdrawal of the pension reform, even if it is necessary to obtain this withdrawal. Because the general strike is a political movement, it poses a question, which will be in the air on the 7th of March: if the working class can put society on hold, why can't it lead it? A mass movement poses the question of power, who runs society, and in whose interests? A general strikes movement alone won't bring all the answers to these questions. It is also, in order to be able to discuss all this, that the workers need their own party, which can organize and unify our camp, to discuss a program, to really get rid of the capitalists, and put an end to this exploitative society, by replacing it with a democratic socialist society. Yes, we will have to get rid of Macron and all his pack in the service of the capitalists, who are a minority in society and its institutions, and replace them with the workers' government, born of the struggles and organizations of the workers' movement, of worker fighters. Those who are never talked about, and who make France run every day, as France in Salmise's MP Rachel KK puts it. This government will have to remove the control of the capitalists over the economy, by nationalizing the main sectors such as energy, health, public transport, large-scale distribution, and so on. Democratic control and management by the workers will meet the needs of all, not just the profits of a few. Enough of capitalism and Macron-style governments, let's fight for socialism. Come and discuss and build the struggle with us.